Go ahead, bless the name of the Lord. Give him glory, give him honor, give him adoration. Bless his holy name. Bless the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. Worship him. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. In Jesus' mighty name, we have worshiped. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, Jehovah, the man of war. Your mercy endureth forever and ever. Oh, praise his holy name. God of Abraham, the God of blessings, the God of greatness, the God of Isaac, the God of multiplication, the God of Jacob, the God of exceeding greatness. We thank you. We worship you. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Thank you for what you did yesterday. Thank you for what you're about to do now. Glory be to your holy name. Please accept our worship in Jesus' name. Today, among us, among all your children all over the world, who are connected to this program, Father, do something new. Do something great. Do something wonderful. At the end of it all, take all the glory, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Shout hallelujah. And then before you sit down, prophesy concerning yourself to two or three people and tell them, by this time tomorrow, my joy will overflow. Go ahead, tell them. By this time tomorrow, my joy will overflow. And if you believe that yourself, then put your hands together for the Almighty God. And then you may please be seated. Yesterday, as we began to discuss the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, we waged war against any manner of sickness, any manner of disease, any manner of lack. Today, we want to wage war with the backing of the Almighty God against any form of barrenness, any form of fruitless efforts, any form of failure. Tomorrow, by the grace of God, we will wage war against any form of bondage. So tomorrow is really going to be a deliverance night. That's why I can assure you, as the Lord lives, by this time of tomorrow, your joy will overflow. Our text is Exodus chapter 3, verse 15. Exodus 3, verse 15. And God said moreover unto Moses, thus shalt thou say unto the children of Israel, the Lord God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob, has sent me unto you. This is my name forever, and this is my memorial unto all generations. Barrenness is an enemy. Fruitless efforts is an enemy. And God does not want it for you. In Genesis chapter 1, from verse 26 to 28, Genesis 1, 26 to 28, when God created man in his own image, the first thing he said is that you are to be fruitful and multiply. And barrenness says, God, you are a liar. And we know anything or anybody that says God is a liar, himself is the liar. So if in any area of your life you have been making efforts and you are not getting results, I want you to lift your voice loud and clear and say, the devil, you are a liar. God said in Exodus 23, verse 26, Exodus 23, verse 26, he said, none of my children shall be barren. It is God who said that one. And you know what that means? It means none of my children will be a failure. Philippians 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. I can be fruitful. I can multiply. I can succeed in everything because Christ himself is going to strengthen me. God of Abraham, In Genesis chapter 17, verse 4, Genesis 17, verse 4, turned to Abraham and said, "You shall be a father of nations." Not one nation, many nations. In Romans chapter 4, verse 16 to 18, Romans 4, 16 to 18, why the devil is saying, "God, you are lying. This man is barren. He's not going to become the father of anybody." The Bible tells us that God calls things that be not as though they were. Allow me to decree to somebody here today that the doctors have told you you can never be fruitful. The devil is a liar. Why? Because once God speaks, it is done. Psalm 33, verse 8 to 9. Psalm 33, verse 8 to 9 says, the reason the whole earth must fear before God is that he spake and it is done. And he's speaking through me today. He's saying to somebody, somewhere near me or far away, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, failure is going to become a stranger to you. God doesn't lie. Numbers 23 verse 19. Numbers 23 verse 19 says, God is not a man that he should lie, nor the son of man that he should repent. Has he said anything and he won't he do it? Has he spoken and shall he not make it good? This same God, the God of Abraham, according to Genesis 18 from verse 9 to 14, Genesis 18 from verse 9 to 14, this same God can turn prophecies to a decree. For years he had prophesied to Abraham, your children will be many. But it looks as if nothing was happening. Then a particular year came, like the year 2025. And God changed all prophecies to a decree. He said, within 9 months, you will carry your own child. I am his representative to you. And I decree. Go and write it down. In less than 1 year, you will come rejoicing with your own children. The Bible says in Romans chapter 4, from verse 19 to 21, Romans 4, 19 to 21, he said, God can even bring dead wombs back to life. It can bring what is already dead back to life. Some of you will remember the story of a woman who, when she was in the secondary school, made a mistake, became pregnant, tried to abort, and the abortion failed, and she was bleeding profusely. By the time they took her to the hospital, the doctor said the only way to save her life is to take away the womb. So they took away the womb, and she survived. But then she went ahead and got married. And because she had no womb, of course, there was no pregnancy. And then She went to his pastor. Pastor prayed for me, and pastor had been praying and praying. After some time, the pastor said, "Everyone I prayed for conceived. What about your case? How?" And then she told the pastor the story. And the pastor said, "You mean you have no womb, and you are asking me to pray for you to have children?" And she said, "Sir, you are the one who taught us that with God, nothing shall be impossible." The pastor said, "I see." And from that moment onward, anytime the pastor saw her coming, the pastor would turn another direction. And one day she discovered the pastor dodging and cried to God. He said, "Oh God, I'm not asking the pastor to pray for me anymore. Do it yourself." That night she had a dream. And in the dream she had a divine visitation. And somebody is going to have a divine visitation tonight. And she saw herself standing naked in a room. Saw a huge man coming in with the skin of an animal in his hand. She was so frightened she couldn't move. And the man came near her, wrapped the skin of the animal around her belly, and disappeared. When she woke up, she was already menstruating. By the time we heard her story, she already got 5 children. I want you to stand on your feet and cry to the Almighty God. I said, "Oh God of Abraham, everything good in my life that had died, bring it back to life." Go ahead, cry unto the Almighty God. "Every good thing in my life that had died, bring it back to life. Oh God of Abraham, everything good in my life that had died, bring it back to life. Bring it back to life. Bring it back to life. Every good thing in my life that had died, oh God of Abraham, bring it back to life. Everything that is good in my life, bring it back to life. Bring it back to life. Bring it back to life." Bring it back to life. Bring it back to life. Every good thing in my life that had died, Almighty God, the God of Abraham, bring it back to life. Bring it back to life. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Bring it back to life. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. God of Isaac. What does that mean? From Genesis chapter 21, from verse 1 to 7. Genesis 21, from verse 1 to 7, tells us clearly. Isaac means laughter. The God of Isaac is the God of laughter. And so that means, according to Psalm 30 verse 5, Psalm 30 verse 5, "Weeping may endure for a night, but joy comes in the morning." I decree to somebody today, Your weeping ends right now. The God of Isaac is the God of laughter. He laughs. The Bible tells us in Psalm 2 verse 4, Psalm 2 verse 5, it says, "He that sitteth in the heaven shall laugh." Psalm 16 verse 11, Psalm 16 verse 11 says, "In his presence there is the fullness of joy." In Luke chapter 5 from verse 1 to 7, Luke 5 from verse 1 to 7, when this God came in contact with a man called Peter, and Peter said, "We have fished all night and we caught nothing. By the following morning," his joy began. There are some of you who have toiled all night, all weeks, all years. But in the name of the one who sent me, your failure ends tonight. Your sorrow ends tonight. And I'm not joking. I am telling you in the name of the one who sent me, whatever is causing you sorrow will end tonight. But that's not all. When you read Genesis 25, from verse 21 to 24, Genesis 25 from 21 to 24, you will discover that Isaac was the first man to have a set of twins. So a God of Isaac, the God of Isaac, it's a God of double blessings, double joy, double promotion. There are many of you who have been denied promotion in your place of work. As my God lives, the God of Isaac, your promotion will be doubled. I want you to stand on your feet and cry unto the Almighty God and say, "Go, God of Isaac, double my blessings right now, right now, right now. Double my blessings. Double my joy. Double my anointing. Double my promotion. Oh God of Isaac." Make my blessings double. Double joy. Double success. Double promotion. Double anointing. Double. Double my blessings, Lord. Double my joy. Double my promotion. Double my anointing. Double my success. Double my testimonies. Oh, thou God of Isaac, double my laughter. Make my miracles double. Make my miracles double. Thank you, Father. Oh, double my laughter. Double my joy. Double my promotion. Double my success. Double my anointing. Double your favor upon my life. Double my miracles. Double my testimonies. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And then the God of Jacob. Please be seated. The God of Jacob. According to Genesis chapter 30, verse 22. Genesis 30, verse 22. Is the God that remembers. The Bible says God remembered Rachel and God hearkened to her and opened her womb. The God that remembers. When God remembers you, he hearkened to your prayer. The prayer you have been praying that you have not received result, when God remembers you, suddenly he hearkens to your prayers. Every prayer you have prayed that up to this moment had not received an answer shall receive an answer tonight. Why? Because God is going to remember you. And then he opened her womb. There is a God in heaven. When he opens, no man can shut. When he shuts, no man can open. Every good door that the enemy has locked against you shall be opened tonight. The door of progress shall be opened unto you. The door of greatness shall be opened unto you. The door of joy shall be opened unto you. The door of double blessing shall be opened unto you. I've told you this story before. A young lady got married, but the mother-in-law didn't like her. And so one day, my mother-in-law came back from the market. And the girl ran to meet, "Mama, you are welcome." And Mama gave her a loaf of bread, and said, "Take, eat, and use it to stop your womb." And the girl said, "What kind of joke is this?" But foolishly, she ate the bread. And from that moment onward, she stopped menstruating. It happened in the town of Oyo. And then God sent us to Oyo to hold a program. And the lady decided that, I will fast and wait on God. Maybe he will answer me this time. In the afternoon before the program began, she fell asleep. And in her dream, she saw some white people walk through the door, dressed like doctors. And they laid her on the bed and performed an operation on her. And she saw them pulling out a rope from her private part. And they kept pulling the rope until at the end of the rope, there was something that looked like a loaf of bread. By the time she woke up, her bed was wet because she started menstruating again. Everything that the enemy has planted in you that is blocking the door to your fruitfulness, to your progress, to your greatness, shall be uprooted tonight. Rise on your feet and cry to the Almighty God. And say, God of Jacob, remember me today and everything blocking my progress. Uproot it now. Uproot it now. Remember me today. Remember me today. And everything that is blocking my way to success, blocking my way to fruitfulness, blocking my way to my destiny, uproot it tonight, Lord. Uproot it tonight. Oh yes, God of Jacob, remember me, remember me today. Remember me today. And everything that is blocking my way, uproot, Lord, uproot. 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 Ramoko Shandrak, Tete Koromoko Tundak. Remember me today, remember me today. Remember me, My friends might have forgotten me, you remember me. All those who promised that they will help me, they might have forgotten me. Remember me, oh Lord. Just remember me, oh Lord. Remember me today. Remember me. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Remember me, Lord. Hear my prayer. And open my womb to success, my womb to greatness, my womb to everlasting joy, my womb to promotion, double promotion, Remember me, Lord, remember me. Remember me, hearken to my prayer. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. Lord, remember me. Everybody else might have forgotten me. Lord, remember me. Hearken to my prayer. Open my womb. Open my eyes. Open my ways. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Please be seated. So we have the God of Abraham, the God who can turn prophecies to a decree, the God who can bring dead womb back to life, the God who can never lie. We have the God of Isaac, the God of laughter, the God who can change sorrow from one evening to joy the following morning. The God of twins, of double blessings, of double promotion, of double anointing, of double favor. The God of Jacob. The God who remembers. The God who hears prayers and answers them. The God who can open wombs. The God who can open ways. The God who opens and nobody can shut. That's our God. And now, what is our own role? What does he expect from us? One very simple word. Partnership with him. He wants us to be his partners. He wants us to put him first. He wants us to show him, like he did in Genesis chapter 22 from verse 1 to 18. Genesis 22 from verse 1 to 18. He wants us to show him that if he gives us children, the children will not become idols who will replace God in our heart. The God who answered Hannah when she said in 1 Samuel chapter 1 from verse 9 to 20, 1 Samuel 1, 9 to 20, "Oh God, give me a son, and I will give him back to you. Give me a son, and you can have a prophet. Give me a son, Lord God Almighty. I know you need someone special. Give me a special son, and he will be yours for life." God wants us to partner with him. Like in Luke chapter 5, from verse 1 to 11. Luke 5, from verse 1 to 11. When Peter said, "We've toiled all night, we've caught nothing." And God said, "All right. You think there's no fish in this river? I will open the door. You think there's no blessing in your land? I will open the door." And Peter ended up with two boats full of fish. More blessing than he could carry alone. But he was willing to surrender all to follow Jesus Christ, to be his partner. Oh, you want to be blessed beyond measure? You want to be blessed so much that when you threaten your bank manager that you will withdraw your account from him, he will come running to beg. You want that kind of blessing that those people who thought that you can never become anything in life, we suddenly saw how far God can take you within a year. He wants you to be his partner. He is looking for people who will say, "Lord, open doors for me, and I will show you that you have a good boy, a good girl." He's looking for partners. The question is, are you willing to partner with him? Oh, please believe me, this is a year none of us will ever forget. But are you willing to be his partner? If you are willing, he expects you tonight. According to John chapter 16 verse 24, John 16 verse 24, he expects you to ask till your joy be full. When it is time to pray, don't pray a small prayer. Pray big one. Ask God for something you yourself will be amazed if it is done for you. Ask till your joy be full. Ask for as many children as you want. Ask for as many promotions as you want. Ask for the kind of anointing that the world had never seen before. Asking for favor that people will say, what's going on? Now I'll tell you a story and then we will pray. One of the great men of God in this land came to visit me. And he began to tell me all the good things God had been doing for him. And as he was speaking, I kept on saying, "Oh, glory be to God. Praise God. Hallelujah." After some time, he stopped. He said, "Wait a minute, Daddy. I'm the only one talking, sharing testimonies. You have not said anything." I said, "Sir, if I tell you all that God has been doing for me, you will say God is partial. You want that kind of blessing that will make people say God is partial to you?" Let me hear you shout hallelujah then. So those of us who have already made contact with this God, make up your mind tonight that from now on, I will be your partner. Oh God, whatever you give to me, I will be available for you to use anywhere in whatever way you want. As for those of you who have not yet surrendered your life to Jesus Christ, this is an opportunity for you to come and join forces with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's an opportunity for you to come and you say, "I surrender my life to you, oh God. I will be your partner. From now on, I will do whatever you want. Just save my soul, and I'll be yours forever. So if you want to surrender your life to Jesus, whether here or all over the world where you are listening, go to the altar now. I'm going to count from 1 to 10. Before I say 10, make sure you are already standing before the altar, crying to Jesus Christ for salvation. And he will receive you. And a new beginning will start in your life. So if you want to give your life to Jesus, come now as I'm counting. 1, 2. Three. Don't wait for anyone. The choice is yours. You are coming to partner with the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Come and surrender your life to him, and he will show you how great it can be. 4. Five. Six. Seven. Eight. Hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. 9. 9. Amen. Now those of you who are still on the way, hurry up, hurry up, hurry up. But those of you who are already before the altar, cry to the Lord Jesus Christ. Say, Lord, have mercy on me. Save my soul. I surrender my life to you. Please take over completely. From now on, I will do your will. I will be your partner for life. Go ahead. Talk to Jesus Christ. And the rest of us who are already sure of our salvation, please stretch your hands to all the people before the altar and pray for them. Pray that God will save their souls like he saved your own soul. Pray that the Almighty God will give them genuine salvation. Pray for them. Pray for them for just one more minute. Thank you, Father. Glory be to God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. And so, my Father, my God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, I want to thank you for your word. And I want to thank you for all those who have come forward to surrender their life to you today. Please receive them. Save their souls. Let your blood wash away their sins. Write their names in the book of life. Amen. Let them become children of the living God. Amen. And from now on, anytime they cry unto you, answer them. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. Amen. Now I rejoice with all of you who are before the altar. I want to promise you that from now on, I'll be praying for you. If you look to your right-hand side or your left-hand side, you will see somebody who is lifting up a placard. Follow that fellow, because he's going to collect for me your names, your address, and your prayer requests. And I promise you, from now on, I'll be praying for you. God bless you. You can begin to go. Follow that man. Oh, yes. Go rejoicing. Because everything will change for the better for you today. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Now you're about to pray. And the prayer you're about to pray tonight is going to be just one, and it will be, you have to pray it with all your heart. I told you that the God of Abraham can change prophecies to a decree. And he has also given us the ability to decree. He said, we shall decree a thing, and it shall be established unto us. So you will stand on your feet, as if you really mean business. And lift your voice loud and clear. And say, O God of Abraham, let him hear you. O God of Isaac, O God of Jacob, in the mighty name of Jesus, I hereby decree, I will no longer fail. I will no longer be barren. There be no more fruitless efforts in my life. My sorrow ends now. Go ahead, decree. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. I'm about to pray for you, but in an attitude of prayer, I want you to take an offering for that God. That God that you want to partner with. Take an offering and lift it to the Almighty God. And say, O God of Abraham, O God of Isaac, O God of Jacob, I will be your partner. Prosper me mightily. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. very quickly, go ahead, drop your offering, and then I will pray for you in closing. The musician will give us some music. Very quickly, hallelujah. Very quickly.
Hallelujah!
Amen!
Give your dance to the God who hears and answers prayers.
Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come. The one who answers prayers is your name. Hey. Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come. The one who answers prayers is your name. Hallowed be your name, thy kingdom come.
In the name that is above every other name, I hereby decree you will never fail again. God will remember you today. By tomorrow morning, your joy will be full. The impossible in your life will be made possible. Wherever you go now, you will find open doors. Your miracles will be in doubles. God will accept your offering. He will bless it. He will use it for his glory. And you will never lack again. So shall it be. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Let me hear somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah! I've got joy.